presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
October 20th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Nige, a cutting-edge music festival in Uganda, keeps the beat. Despite being called immoral by some politicians, this year's Nige Festival celebrated diversity and innovation in contemporary African music. DJ Campire of Uganda is one of the Nige Collective's biggest stars.
New York Times World News.
October 20th, 5 o'clock America, New York. U.S. sees opportunity for Ukraine to capitalize on Russian weakness. The next 6 weeks, before fall mud spreads, could allow Ukraine's military to press forward in the Donbass and potentially retake Kherson, American officials said.
The Washington Times Stories, Advocacy.
October 20th, 4:49 America, New York. Live updates, Russia-Ukraine war. Kyiv, Ukraine. Russian forces have hit a new industrial and energy facilities in central Ukraine, pressing with attacks on infrastructure. World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
October 20th, 4:33 America, New York. Woman accused of unleashing swarm of bees on officers carrying out eviction. A 55-year-old Massachusetts woman is facing several assault and battery charges for allegedly releasing a swarm of bees on a group of sheriff's deputies as they tried to serve an eviction notice. Rory Woods and an officer grapple for control of the beehives.
Mirror World News.
October 20th, 4:32 America, New York. 25 bodies of migrants discovered in mass grave amid fears of genocide. The news comes as World Health Organization Director General said there is a very narrow window now to prevent genocide in Ethiopia.
BBC News World.
October 20th, 2:31 America, New York. Indonesia bans all syrup medicines after death of 99 children. It follows a cough syrup scandal in the Gambia which has been linked to the deaths of nearly 70 children.
Mirror World News.
October 20th, 2:07 America, New York. Norfolk locals bid for £25,000 nuclear bunker amid fears of Russian attack. Vladimir Putin's threats of going nuclear have sparked concern among a number of Brits who are already looking at buying bunkers to keep them safe should Moscow go nuclear.
Washington Post World.
October 20th, 1:15 America, New York. Jewish settlers pepper spray Israeli soldiers in West Bank. The Israeli military says Jewish settlers stormed through a Palestinian town in the occupied West Bank throwing stones at Palestinian cars and using pepper spray on Israeli troops who were trying to disperse the settlers.
BBC News World.
October 20th, 1:09 America, New York. 6-month jail threat over Delhi fireworks. People who burst firecrackers during the Hindu festival this year will face up to 6 months in jail.
RT World News.
October 20th, 1:02 America, New York. American advisor to Ukraine's military reveals war goals. An aide to a top Ukrainian commander said Kyiv seeks to reclaim all territories lost to Russia since 2014.
BBC News World.
October 20th, 0:51 America, New York. Hong Kong shares hit lowest level since 2009. Shares slumped after a major speech by the city's leader and as investors fret about a global slowdown.
Mirror World News.
October 20th, 0:34 America, New York. Giraffe tramples girl, one, and her mom, killing child and leaving woman critical. A baby has died and a mom left in a critical condition following a rare giraffe attack in a safari park, as healthcare professionals found themselves unable to save the 16-month-old girl.
CNN World News.
October 20th, 0:21 America, New York. Iran is being accused of horrific abuse of protesters behind closed doors. Iranian rock climber arrives back in Tehran after competing without hijab.
https://globalnews.ca/feed/.
October 19th, 2301 America, New York. Pyong's OT blast propels jets past avalanche in Denver. Pyong's second of the game just 31 into OT gave the Jets their first road win of the season. Jets Avalanche Hockey.
https://globalnews.ca/feed/.
October 19th, 2254 America, New York. Martha Hall Finley, Suncor Energy's first chief climate officer, to retire from role. Suncor Energy Inc.'s first ever chief climate officer is departing her role at the end of November. Martha Hall Finley.